Potential Democrat DeSantis challenger Nikki Fried blames rising food and gas prices on Putin. By Hannah Blow on May 19, 2022. Nikki Fried, Florida's Commissioner of Agriculture, who is vying to challenge Governor Ron DeSantis, in this year's gubernatorial race, on Thursday blamed rising gas and food prices on Russian President Vladimir Putin and demanded the governor take emergency action, seemingly advocating to force retailers to sell at a loss. "I'm writing to urge you to issue an emergency declaration due to the high cost of food and gas in Florida," she wrote in the letter, stating that gasoline and grain prices have risen as a direct result of Vladimir Putin's unprovoked war in Ukraine and lingering supply chain issues from the pandemic. "If a state of emergency is issued, my department would then be able to issue an emergency order suspending statutory provisions in Chapter 526, Florida statutes, that prohibit gasoline retailers from selling gasoline below cost to customers. We need to be doing everything possible to help lower prices for Floridians in need, and I am eager to take this step to lower prices, which my department can only take during a state of emergency." DeSantis Press Secretary Christina Pushaw pointed to several key problems in Fried's request, calling it delusional on many levels as it does not explain why gas prices began rising far before Russia's invasion of Ukraine, a similar point to that made by Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, on Thursday. "Government cannot force retailers to sell at a loss. That would cause bankruptcy and lower supply," she continued, adding that gas stations won't voluntarily sell at a loss either. Hawley on Thursday faced similar statements while questioning Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm, who also blamed rising prices on Putin. "From January to August, the price of gasoline was up over 30% in my state alone. It has been a continuous upward tick since then," Hawley said during the hearing, laying out what Biden did since taking office. Hawley continued, "He immediately re-entered the Paris Climate Accord. He canceled the Keystone Pipeline. He halted leasing programs in ANWR. He issued a 60-day halt on all new oil and gas leases and drilling permits on federal lands and waters. That's nationwide. That accounts, by the way, for 25% of U.S. oil production. He directed federal agencies to eliminate all supports for fossil fuels. He imposed new regulations on oil and gas and methane emissions. Those were all just in the first few days," he continued. Watch.